He's a fag.
Lying awake intent to tuning in on you. If I was young, it didn't stop you coming through.
Canadian humor has like a real edge to it that I think a lot of Americans don't.
What are you talking about?
It's the Jack Klassen Show.
Who's calling?
How's it going?
This sounds like a babe on the phone.
No, not at all.
What's your cup size?
I thought you guys had some good live radio to listen to.
We always have good live radio. That's why I'm asking you your cup size. That's compelling radio.
Sorry, Jack Klassen.
I go to bed feeling the same way. I'm getting tired of driving.
The Red Pill Rapper.
I have a dream, and I am a loud, proud thought Jesus criminal.
What are you doing?
What?
You're doing the Martin Luther King speech?
Oh my,
what the fuck?
And Karen 1776. I'm from Philadelphia,
hey, Karen.
Motherfucker. Hey. Come at me. I'm gonna air out your crib. No, but literally, I will defeat you. It's real.
Hell's Angels tried to rip my throat out.
Why were they so
he was taking Polaroids of his wives on Harley.
It was a bit of a problem.
It's raw.
Kiss the camera.
Please, kiss the camera. Kiss the camera.
Kiss the camera.
Kiss the camera.
Kiss the camera.
It's uncensored.
How many scales can you fit in your foreskin? None? You don't have one. Hey, red-pilled rapper, what's your foreskin situation like?
Are you asking if I'm a toque or an anteater?
Yeah, are you a toque or an anteater?
It's compelling radio.
What would you rate this poop out of? 1 out of 10.
That's a 9.
9? Red pill rapper, what would you rate the poop out of?
I hate this bit.
Yeah, but what would you rate it out of?
On a scale of this bit to your Skittles foreskin bit, I would vote this a 3 out of poops. For sure.
Oh, no way. This guy's healthy as hell.
Jack Klassen Radio Network. Live on thoughtcrimes.ca.
Welcome to Tucker Carlson tonight. It's Tucker time.
Right.
Actually, I better fix my hat so people know. Look at that. Beautiful. It's a Jack Classic show. 9:90 a.m. We're still with you till, God, July. I don't know how the hell that happened. I don't know.
It's a miracle.
Life is full of small miracles. Some miracles shittier than others, but that's okay. It's a Jack Classic show. You got us till July.
This isn't a shitty one.
No, this isn't a
July, the 4th of July.
Yeah, the 4th of July. I'll be celebrating that locked up in Canada waiting for Justin Trudeau to sodomize me. You know that's National Government Sodomize You Day.
Really?
Yeah. No, I hope to be in America during the 4th of July so I can get hammered. I mean, dude, I had this whole big thing written out, and I wish Mitch was here. It was just me complaining about the government and how... how much of a horrible place I live. Like, it truly is.
Sorry to interrupt. Is that really low?
No, that's coming in. Oh, look at that. Red Pill Rapper's coming in. So he'll appreciate this a whole lot. No, we're coming in hot. Red Pill Rapper connecting. It's a Jack Classic show. July 28th. I mean, what an accomplishment. That'll be not including the period for 3 years between... that's beautiful, by the way. between 2017 and 2018, where I wasn't on there, I've been in Arizona for, God, maybe 6 years, and they still want me there. Isn't that amazing? Hey, Red Pill Rapper, you there, pal?
Hey, guys. Thanks for letting me come in. Sorry I'm so freaking late, man.
Oh, that's all right. I'll forgive you. Were you doing freedom stuff or what? Was it anything
good? I was at Illegal Church, man. I was running the soundboard tonight.
You're running the soundboard at Illegal
Church. The soundboard.
Nice, dude.
Yeah, they trained me up, man. It was fun. We had a good time.
What kind of effects did you have?
That's badass.
It's not so much effects. It's mostly just like you control the volume for each instrument, and then for different parts of the song, like as it's building up, you want more drum, and then in like during the crazy like prayer worship part, you want more like keyboard, and you know, it's just like cool stuff.
Okay, alright.
Alrighty, that's all cool. Right. So you're a professional church mixer.
As of today, yeah, man.
Yes, oh God, that's today. Beautiful. That's beautiful, really.
There
a truly diverse group here on the Jack Classen Show. Jack Classen Show Radio Network, 9:90 a.m. You heard the great news. July 28th. That's when we're getting kicked off instead of May. How do you like those?
Hey, July's a long way away, man. That's not so bad. We can find some other stations by then.
And we're still... That's your optimism.
We'll find something, man. We will.
We also got shifted over to mornings in Montana.
Oh man, I wouldn't be able
good
to listen
morning.
To our show.
That's
first
prime
thing in the
time.
Morning.
We're prime morning. Time. The Jack Classic show is prime time. People are going to work listening to us, which is beautiful.
Yeah, man. I hope they've had their coffee. Our show's a little intense.
Yeah.
Oh, damn straight. And the people coming off of their fentanyl binge also will be prime for those guys. Anyway, we've been making comments about the late night TV shows and how horrible their monologues are.
Oh my God.
They're horrendous. They're super political.
It's very creepy.
It is. It's like brainwashing, right?
The camera's like too tight in on them.
Yeah.
It's like too personal and they're the lighting is like too real and they look all rubbery and stuff, and they've got the canned applause now because of coronavirus,
so it's kind of unnatural.
It's
the whole situation,
it's horrible. The canned applause,
ugh. It's like, dog, ugh. Just get your get like you know get your
that's the closest thing I have to.
Is that that just sounds like a crowd in China. I mean, dude, get your get your 111 writers to fill up the audience, dude. You don't have to put in the canned applause. It's really disgusting. So I wanted to come in. I'm doing my own monologue. It's been years since I've done an opening monologue for the show. It's been years. I loved my monologues, and I expect everyone else to love my monologue. I think everyone's going to love my monologue. It's a great one. I have Casey Anthony. I'll just start off with that.
All right.
Can I have some monologue music?
I was already.
Perfect. Thank you. You're on it all the time.
Yeah.
It's a Jack Klassen show. God bless you, Arizona. God bless you, Montana. Detroit? Nah, we're not in Detroit. I don't care about you fucking retards. Here's my opening monologue. Here's the show's opening monologue.
Sure.
Begins with, Mum of the decade, Casey Anthony was spotted wearing a Ruth Bader Ginsburg shirt that said, "Fight for the things you care about." That's about 7 years too late, you, for that mantra, you dumb bitch. And in other news, we got the Suez Canal. That African canal. The Suez. It's getting blocked. You've heard about that, right? The Suez Canal, it's still blocked. It's blocked by some big-ass, dumb, gay boat. What's it called again? I think the Evergreen should have been called the Dumb Dumb Poopy Head Ship.
Nice.
Got me thinking. Nice. It has me thinking about all the other times the Suez Canal got blocked. Here are my top five weird things that have blocked the Suez Canal.
Right.
25 million Jar Jar Binks action figures. 2001, that happened. One time, one of the 1,000-pound sisters blocked it.
Oh, I missed that one. I was late to the party.
Another thing that's blocked the Suez Canal, Viper's 25,000 songs. That also blocked the canal. And number four, 50,000 Trump votes.
I like that one.
And the weirdest thing to block the canal, my ass. Think about that.
Nice.
Yeah. Now I'd like to give a moment of silence. I'd like to give a moment of silence to the victims of the mass stabbing at a Vancouver library. Please, everyone, respect this moment of silence. This guy really hated books. Anyway, it also turns out that China has been crossbreeding, making chimeras, if you will. You know, some sort of black magic sorcery. I know if I was doing that sort of sorcery, the obvious one to crossbreed is a cat and a dog. I want a real-life cat dog, just like the cartoon. Anyway, the Chinese have discovered that the jellyfish/monkey hybrid makes an excellent soup. That's the joke. That's the monologue. That's my opening monologue.
I liked it.
That's a solid, like, suck on that, Jimmy Kimmel. You got 111 letters.
I'm not supposed to say
letters.
That, though. Jack, it sucked. That's what I'm supposed to say.
Yeah, no, you're supposed Yeah, get out of here. It's a Jack Klassen show.
You want to hear my Karen impression?
Oh, okay,
Jack,
yeah.
You are completely worthless, and that list sucked. I hate you, and I hate that list. You suck. Fuck you. Oh, I said the F, sorry.
That's okay. That was a very believable impression.
Jack did a really offensive impression of me as well. It was like that, but it was like so much worse. I feel bad about myself. I'm a good person.
Yeah, okay, we'll just keep thinking that. We'll be back right after break. I got complaints, baby, and I'm happy that Red Pill Rapper is here to dissect these complaints. If I wasn't on the radio till July, I'd just kill myself at this point. Thank you, Red Pill Rapper. We'll be right back.
Bye.
I'm so far away. on. You're live.
Hey, yo, what's up? I just want to call and I want to say I really want to grow up to be like Ronnie Mund when I'm older.
Who?
I like Mambo. I want to grow up to be like Ronnie Mund. I like Mambo. I like chicks. Again, I like partying. I like getting drunk. I like meeting guys. I like meeting girls. I like everyone. I want to be like Ronnie Mund when I grow up. I like
Ronnie
guys.
Mund.
I want to party with girls. I want to finger blast girls. I want to drink girls' bums. I'm Ronnie Mund.
Turn off the music, Chewbacca.
I want to be Ronnie Mund when I grow up.
Okay, who's Ronnie Mund?
I like girls. I like guys. I like girls. I like guys. I like to party. I want to be scores man. Ronnie,
why don't you go do it and get off my goddamn show, you fucking tard? Who the fuck is Ronnie Mund? Chewbacca says we got some more callers. I guess let's take some calls. Caller, you're live.
Hey, I wanna be like Ronnie Mund. He likes Mambo. He likes girls. He likes to party. He scores, man. And I just want to know, how can I be like Ronnie Mund? How can I be the man? He scores, man. He's the man. Hello? How can I be like Ronnie Mund? He's the scores man. TOPLESS. He's the man.
Wait,
I don't want to be like Ronnie Mund.
You're talking about Ronnie, the limo driver?
I want to be like him. He's cool.
Well,
he's
I don't know
fresh.
How to be like him, stupid fuck. This is not a show on how to be like somebody. The fuck out of here, you piece of shit. Mother was nothing but a bitch that opened her legs quicker than the sister. Let's go to the phone lines. Call her, you're live.
Hey, I want to know, who is Ronnie Mund? Why does this guy want to be Ronnie Mund?
I don't know. You tell me. I don't know. I don't know.
There's just a guy calling into your show asking about Ronnie Mund. Saying he wants to be Ronnie Mund. Who is Ronnie Mund?
No, you must really think
why
I'm
you
stupid. You're
the
same
show?
Person calling in and fucking. You think I'm
why
fucking
you,
that stupid
why are you
fucking
this
retard?
This
is fucking
Ronnie
my
Mund.
Show. What is your mother? I don't want to fuck your
Ronnie
mother
Mund.
In her asshole, you little bitch.
This
is my show, you little motherfucker. What are you looking at me like that for, Chewbacca? Yeah, I did get personal. You're live.
Hey, I want to grow up to be like Ronnie Mund. Who is the other guy talking about Ronnie Mund? I want to grow up to be just like him.
Yeah, I don't know. You're stupid. Call your live.
Hello, I would like to talk to Ronnie Mund. Ronnie Mund, are you there?
Oh, sorry. Ronnie's on line three. He's busy. Call me back, Kevin. I forgot to tell you, you're going to rot in hell, you piece of shit. Why did you kill yourself, you dumb fuck? Anyways, I needed some sense of humor since some other motherfuckers are ruining my show. But thanks, Kevin. Keep up the good work and get well soon. We'll see you later. Caller, you're live.
I'd want to smoke some weed.
Nah, you fucked up. Caller, you're live.
Hey, who is Ronnie Mund and how can I be just like him?
Nobody knows
who that is. I heard he's on TV and movies.
Nobody
but Ronnie
cares.
Mund is.
I'm done. I got a naked bitch in the goddamn fucking kitchen making me something. I'm done. Bye. Yes.
My name is Cheech and I am a school bus.
Hey, it's Bubba.
Hey, yellow school bus drivers, who I am. And I
hey,
carry
what the hell am I walking into?
Sweet Karen.
What the hell? I don't know what's going on. I'm playing Cheech's bus driver song.
Was I playing something by accident?
Yeah.
I was?
No.
Calling me.
Nice, he's calling you.
Can I accept it?
Yeah, accept it. Take the phone call. Let's see. Isn't it?
You guys hear this?
It's Jack Class Show, maybe. Try it out.
I don't know if you'll be able to hear it. It's this guy, Paul Joy from Facebook. Hello?
Is he talking? No.
You can't hear him?
No, get him out of here. I don't give a crap about Paul Joy. Paul Joy my sack.
One sec. I got it.
It's a Jack Classen show. Yes, it sounds like there's domestic violence in the background.
Can you hear him?
No, can't hear him.
Nope.
All right, bye. Sorry, I gotta go. I'm recording a show.
Yeah, get the hell out of here, Paul. I'll kill Paul. I'll kill Paul.
I don't know who he is.
Metaphorically.
No, I'll kill Paul.
I don't think Paul Joy's a real person.
I'll kill him.
I don't think Paul Joy's a real person. It's a Jack
what
Classen
kind of a name
show?
Is Paul Joy? Cereal. That sounds like something you'd make up on the spot. There's a lion.
Hey, and there's a zebra. And a gorilla? I hate this song. I play this song just to punish my audience.
I'll just ask that man over there.
That's what you get for renewing my contract. Thank you.
Do you know which way the freeway is? Turn left at the giraffe. Hey,
that's right. Thank you, Cheech. Thank you, Cheech.
Excuse me, we're turning left here.
What a wacky character. Across this river. Why hasn't Cheech died yet? Here we are at the another criminal the just walking.
My stuff not coming through?
No, nothing's coming through. I'm playing Cheech.
Oh, can't hear that?
Now
I can hear it.
Thank
we
you.
Can hear that.
Jesus Christ. It's a Jack Classen show. We have Paul Joy call in again. Please, Paul Joy, call in again. Waste my time, Paul Joy.
Hey, yeah, I'll
thanks, Paul Joy.
I'll send him the Zoom link.
Yeah, send Paul Joy the Zoom link. That's how we're taking phone calls, through the Zoom link.
Can you join a Zoom?
Zoom.
Yeah, I'll show you guys a picture of him. He's pretty cool. He wears these crazy hats.
Whoa, he sounds wacky
dude,
already.
Wow, man. I really have to talk to this Paul Joy guy. I really have to talk to this Paul Joy guy. He wears cool
he's
hats.
He sounds like he's something else.
He's got some sweet kids. He's a father.
Wow.
Does he wear small hats like your family there?
I hope his kid dies.
Nice.
Yeah, bring him on so I can tell him that I hope his kid dies.
Oh no! Bring him on!
Jack.
Bring him on!
I'm not gonna.
No, send it! Don't be a wuss. You've
He's
already.
Gonna be
you
sad.
Made you. Hey, who cares? You're the one Jack. Who brought up Paul Joy. You wanted to bring this Paul Joy into this conversation. Paul
he
Joy
just...
is into the conversation now. And Paul Joy's kids. I'm gonna wish bad things on him.
Well, I mean, he called me. I didn't bring him up.
Yeah,
it's,
well,
it
that's what he gets.
Bringing.
Paul Joy.
Alright.
You're derailing the show, so you know he has to join.
Oh, I'm not derailing the show.
Paul
not-
Joy is derailing the show.
You don't even have anything prepared.
Suck it.
Well,
he had
that sweet
dummy.
Lit, that sweet
suck it,
guy.
Dummy. You wanna hear this?
You're
you hear
scared.
This?
Yes.
What does that sound like? That's notes, baby.
Baby.
That's
yeah,
notes, baby.
You're out.
Dude, we got John Oliver level production quality
like,
here.
Damn straight. Paul, what was his name? Paul
I
Joy?
Said,
Paul Small Hat Joy.
He doesn't join. There's going to be trouble. Just saying.
For who? Shut up.
There's
going to
be, yeah,
up.
There's going to be trouble.
Oh, okay. All right. Hello? Nice.
Oh, nice. Okay, it's Paul Joy.
Paul.
Beautiful.
My friend is going to be mean to you, and I am sorry.
Oh, yeah,
don't
okay. Sure. It's a Jack Classen show, 9:90 a.m., Arizona.
I like this guy.
I got a few questions for him, too. School bus driver. Hey, yellow school I got a couple bus questions. Driver. I might grill this guy a little bit, Ken.
And yeah, grill this guy. Over hills and down the valleys, on the streets and through the alleys. Here I am in front. Okay, Toto is another band that can die. Like,
it's the worst. Christ. Song.
Well, yeah, we can all agree on that, man. We can all agree.
That's
on that
the one the thing.
Song. Paul, no audio.
Paul.
Oh wait,
it's a Jack Class show. Paul, what's up, brother?
Hey, hello? Paul, where you at?
Thanks, hat, brother. Hey,
I told you about the hats.
Why'd you have to interrupt the show, brother? Why'd you have to make me wish bad things upon your family?
Wait, can because you hear him, Jack? I can't hear him.
I can't hear nothing, dude.
Yeah, no, I don't think he's got his sound on.
He doesn't know how.
I gotta grill this guy, man.
He's got some cool tapestries up, though.
Why do you have to grill this guy?
I got some questions for him. I'm suspicious.
About what?
You'll see when he gets on the call, man.
All right, boys and girls, it's time to rise and shine and hit the deck. You should be getting ready for school now, eating your breakfast, getting your clothes on, brushing your...
This is what he sings to his kids.
Maybe finishing your homework that you didn't...
Paul, you there, pal?
We can't hear you, but my friend is going to be a jerk, so don't be mad at me.
Oh, my... Yeah.
I'm recording a show, and it's a really mean show.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, it's
keep
edgy.
Keep justifying things, Paul.
It is a mean
Paul,
show.
If you don't talk,
I'm gonna stand
if you
up
don't talk,
you.
I'm gonna wish bad things upon your family.
Karen will be the white knight tonight. Me and Jack are gonna grill this mother trucker.
You happened to call me while I was recording a show, but this is a guy who's a random one of those random people on my Facebook.
Oh, that's beautiful.
You see them in the comments.
Well, why? Perfect. Where's his sound, man? Is this guy like running on floppy disks over there? What's going on?
I think he's just showing off his hat.
I think so. Alrighty. Kick him out. I'm done with Paul Joy.
I'm sorry.
I'm done.
I'm going to message him. I got some questions for this guy.
What are your questions for the random caller?
Oh, I accidentally reported
him. Yeah, exactly. You should have just reported him. Just saying.
Report him.
Yeah. It's a Jack Klassen show, 9 a.m. You're stuck with us until July. What can I say? Now, I got a few complaints. I got a few complaints here. And this is relating to the state of my mental health.
Oh.
Yes. I almost wish we were just fired. It's the only thing I enjoy and have put far too much of my life into this radio show. I kind of just wish something big happens or I get fired or canceled permanently. Because we have been throttled online, the only thing keeping me going is the hate I get and the jealousy of others.
He's a fan.
Hey, I'm just, yeah, whatever, up yours. Regardless of how funny and talented we are, I will always lose out to a person of color. And to add on to that thing, our Canadian money is getting, I mean, I'm not black, or else I'd be doing a lot better. Our money is getting inflated. Housing is next to impossible. The carbon tax will make it so I can't and others keep themselves warm at night. Think about that, brother. That's on you, Justin. The government wants you in poverty, Trudeau. Trudeau wants you dead. Corporations will take your bank accounts if you speak out. The government is going to throw you in jail because you called someone a fag. There is no future.
He's a fag.
There is no hope. And it's all done by design. Alrighty, when we are back, I'm going to read the worst customer service experiences that I was emailed to from our listeners.
When I heard,
how about that?
Starting.
That's my transition. Actually, screw it. I'm just going to read. I did this like 6 months ago where I asked our listeners what their worst customer service experiences were. And I only got two responses, so I decided not to do it.
Are we just not going to address what you were just talking about?
I mean, is
are
there...
we just moving on, Jack?
I mean...
Jack's like, all right, next
I mean, do we really need to dissect that further?
I'm a little concerned about your mental health, Jack.
Listen, no.
You feeling all right there, buddy?
Don't you want to know? Tim writes, someone diarrheaed on the floor. And then Monica wrote, had a homeless person admit they stole a debit card and then got mad at me because their debit card didn't work, the stolen one.
Is this your personal experiences or have we moved on to the other bit?
I don't know what we've moved on to. Do we really want to go over my statement to where I say we are and I will always lose out to a POC? No. We don't wanna roll into that too much. Right, Red Pill Rapper?
That's blackface, man. Suppose.
I'm just saying we gotta have a blackface show.
We should do it.
We really should. We really should.
Maybe they couldn't tell. They wouldn't be able to tell.
Well, it's a radio show, right? Maybe they'll just assume we didn't actually do it. But we did.
When I go to my next like big radio meeting, I'm going to do it in blackface.
Wait, nobody can see us. Just tell them I'm black. Because, you know, maybe.
I guess it might work. No, I think we all have to be people of color. I think I have to be a person of color.
Just tell them we're all black. They can't see us at all.
I'm just going to tell people I'm Jamil Giovanni. Then they're going to hire me.
I want to be Jamaican, though.
Jamaican? What's a Jamaican name?
Ryder.
Ryder.
Let me look up some Jamaican names.
Jamaican names.
Best Jamaican name. All right, move on to the thing, and then I'll.
I'm still thinking about that delicious monkey jellyfish hybrid soup.
Okay, so these are all men's names, but I want to be Lloyd. Because that's
Lloyd.
What?
Lloyd.
That's Lloyd. Number one.
You want to be a
like
Lloyd?
Given this consideration.
Well, that's just number one.
Have you just always wanted to be called Lloyd?
Lloyd.
Nah. Wait, let me look up girls. Ayla. Yeah. I'm all right with that.
Ayla. I hardly know her. Red Pill Rapper.
That's the wrong one.
What is your person of color name?
Well, I'm Jamaican, so but mine are different.
I mean, if Karen is going to be Lloyd, should I be Shaniqua or what?
There was a girl in my high school named Your Highness. You should be that.
Your Highness. Yeah, what is she? Is she a prostitute now?
She was pretty nice. She probably has a good job. She wasn't...
Names dictate what you do.
Could it be like an Instagram handle kind of a deal? Like, could I be Bike Thief 69 or something like that?
Oh my god, that sounds like kind of a like punk guys one.
I would
like you'd be cool. A cool like.
I went to school with a girl named Mercedes, and she turned into a whore.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, we did.
Really?
Yeah, we did.
Mercedes in my school got pregnant.
Yeah, Mercedes.
Well, that goes without saying.
And then there was a Cadillac. She also turned into
Cadillac.
Yeah, and there was a Cadillac, a white girl named Cadillac. There was a white girl named Cadillac.
Cadillac.
And she turned into an escort baby. It's like you're just punished. If you get a name like Cadillac or Mercedes, you're automatically a whore. It's true.
Yeah. Well, it's like their parents just looked at the first thing they saw, which is where they were born, which is inside of a Cadillac.
I conceived you, baby doll. Baby doll, in the seat of my 1972 Fleetwood. It's like, that's the only reason you would be named Cadillac.
Seriously. And Cadillac? That's not the best.
Well, my sister's name is Back Alley.
Oh.
Back Alley.
And my middle name is Accident.
What's your middle name, Mitch Murphy?
I'm not gonna say. I don't think I'll say.
No, I mean, where were you
conceived? Oh, sorry, I missed that. I guess it would be Mitch, Neverland Ranch, Murphy.
Oh, no!
Oh,
no!
Wait, hold on a second.
Oh, no.
I don't think Michael would let that happen in the Neverland Ranch.
Look, man, I'm just going off the script here, man. Everybody knows it's a scripted show, right?
You're damn straight. Teleprompters everywhere.
That's right.
If we didn't
straight
have teleprompters,
George
we'd
Soros.
Dead.
Yeah, George Soros sends his writers to
give me
get the
your
show
talking
rolling.
Points.
Did you guys hear Amazon is hitting record profits this week?
That's badass.
I might invest in Amazon myself.
You're going to put all your money into Amazon?
Yes. Their sales are skyrocketing.
You know who I love? You know who I love most in the military?
Who?
Pregnant women and trans folk. That's that's my
They should find a way to give the babies little parachutes. They could come out and you drop them on somebody.
I think if you are a fetus and your parents are 3 months pregnant, I think that's a great age to learn how to shoot a gun. Just saying. If you get a heartbeat,
can't be too careful.
You can go to Iraq. That's like honestly, like that's my thinking. I'm not even joking. That's the future.
You're not like post-term aborted like in New York, man.
Hey, post-term abortion, you turn those little fetuses into soldiers, sucker. Turn them into super soldiers.
Puppy fields aren't going to grow themselves, brother.
The general in 5 years of the U.S. Army is going to be like a 14-year-old trans girl. Like, oh, yeah.
It's going to be Greta Thunberg, man.
Greta Thunberg is going to be... going to be in charge of the drone strikes. It's the future. I can't wait till they start just targeting individuals in their own country with drones. That's going to happen. You know that's going to happen in the next 30 years.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Like they did to Balsamic Alamani or whatever?
Yeah, they're going to Balsamic Alamani everyone in the country who did not vote for Joe Biden.
Balsamic Sodomy? Was that his name?
By the way, I canceled my Fox News subscription. I just have CNN playing in my house 24/7, and I hope that's the same for you guys.
Yes.
Karen? Okay, perfect. Awesome. Yes. Don yes. Lemon, Brian Stelzer, all the time?
Yes.
Red Pill Rapper. I love man, Brian Stelzer.
It's reliable sources all day for me, man. That's it.
By the way, next week we're hosting our own Drag Time Storybook Hour.
Really?
Actually, I found some trans people.
Really?
Yeah, I found some trans people to read us storybooks.
No, you didn't.
No, I did. That's the best thing.
That's awesome.
Really doing the world a service. It's the first drag. Well, are we gonna do background checks? I was gonna say.
No, we're not doing background checks. Ain't no one getting background checked on this Drag Time Storybook Hour.
I think it's a requirement that to not be able to pass a background check if you're doing drag queen story.
Yeah, exactly. If George
doing drag in general.
If George Soros is doing it like that, he doesn't need to background check no one. We don't have to either. Just saying. So that's next week, Drag Time Storybook Hour on the Jack Classen Show. Like unbelievably stoked for that.
Imagine hearing that on your way to work. Like three grown adults participating in Drag Queen Story Hour.
Good morning.
Yeah. You're going to read a book, right, Mitch? The Gay BCs?
Yeah.
The Gay BCs?
He totally would read that.
Dude, come on. Are you
wouldn't
read
even be able to read it.
I'm not wearing the dress. I'll tell you that. I'm not putting on the dress. No way.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Stand up. Prove it.
I want to see you. I want to see you wear a dress.
I'm not wearing pants right now. I can't stand up.
Yeah. Excuses.
But you will read the Gay BC, right?
Is that an actual book?
Yeah, it's an actual book. Yeah, and Gaby, my gay baby. Yeah, of course.
Oh my god.
The Gay BCs. Wait, you don't believe it? Just Google it.
Did you see the video? We were watching me and Jack were watching that video of that lady who was like, my baby's gay. Gay, gay, gay.
Gay.
My baby's gay.
Gay.
And she was like, everybody said your baby's straight, but I'm saying he's gay. And she goes, gay, gay, gay. Gay, gay, gay. That's all horrendous.
That's what our Drag Time Storybook Hour is going to be. Also, Red Pill Rapper is going to read... this book, I'm just going to send it to you, Red Pill Rapper, over Facebook here. and I expect you to read the description of it and tell us what this book is that you are going to be reading live on the air.
All right. I just sent it over.
I just sent it over to you, pal.
Send it over, brother.
Yeah,
let me know if you need any help.
Hey, what's this word mean, Karen?
I'm just kidding.
Oh, you actually want me to read this?
Yeah, read it. What is the book that I'm going to make you read?
Okay, I'm gonna read it as if I'm one of the drag queens, okay?
Alrighty.
Have your cum, and eat it too.
Ew.
By Johnny Townsend. It's 1981, and two Mormon missionaries randomly assigned to work together as companions in Napoli find themselves in trouble. They're falling in love, but the church forbids gay relationships. As missionaries, they can't date anyone at all, much less other men. If they're found out, they'll be excommunicated, sent home in disgrace, and cast out from their families. In the aftermath of a devastating earthquake against a backdrop of poverty and repressive mission cultures, Elders Grant and Mortensen knock on doors, endure violent assaults, and face the ultimate challenge. Will they be crushed by dedication to their beliefs, or will love provide a way for them to escape? Wow.
That's the book. What's the book called? Have Your Come and Eat It Too?
That's insane. That is awesome. Written by an insane person.
Isn't that awesome is that that's a book you could buy?
Man. And the cover is like a hairy caveman with the biggest dick I've ever seen in my life.
It's amazing.
What is this?
That's the book you're going to read, pal.
Dude,
it's on Rakuten. Like this,
is this like Sogi's like a LGBT training that they're doing in school now, or what is it?
All I know is that it's 168 pages, and it takes How does 168 pages take 3 to 4 hours to read? Like, for real? Like, is it?
Well, judging by the description, you have to take breaks every 5 minutes to throw up.
Yes. I mean, how do you even manage that? Oh, you want to see his
sounds
other?
Sounds like a good book to me.
You want to see his other books?
You'd think you'd say that.
You want to see? Good. You want to? You
I
don't
think I'd like it.
You want to know his other books?
Yeah.
Glory, glory to the glory hole. by Johnny Townsend. After the murder of his husband during a human rights protest, Mark Himmelman faces both physical and emotional isolation among deteriorating political conditions during the COVID pandemic. But while trying to ride things out, he discovers he can also help others address needs of their own. He cut out a glory hole in the bathroom half of his Dutch door at the back of the house. Without exposing anyone to the coronavirus, he's able to service mail carriers, delivery drivers, assorted neighbors, and even a police officer or two. It's it's not traditional volunteer work, but he wants to pitch in as best he can during the ongoing crisis. Yet, when one anonymous encounter unexpectedly leads to a fledgling relationship, Mark must decide if he's willing to risk losing love all over again and maybe his life. Think about that. It's a Jack Klassen show. Dude, this Johnny Townsend writes far too much smut. I mean, God.
I want to read one.
You want to read one? Here, I'm going to send you the...
No, you don't.
I'm going to send you the link real fast.
You don't.
I'm going to send you the link real fast.
Is this bit going on too long, or should I read one?
No, just read one real quick. We got a minute before we have to restart.
Send it to my other
break.
Account.
Alrighty. Immediately? Yes, ma'am.
Immediately.
It's a Jack Klassen show. Where everyone on the show... wants me dead.
Yeah.
Read it.
True. Ba-dum-bam. Let the Faggots Burn. The Upstairs Lounge Fire by Johnny Townsend.
This is a book, by the way.
On Gay Pride in 1973, someone set the entrance to a French Quarter gay bar on fire. In the terrible inferno that followed, 32 people lost their lives, including a third of the local congregation of the Metropolitan Community Church, their pastor burning to death halfway out. Well, that one wasn't as good, but I like the title.
God, what is the title again?
Let the Faggots Burn.
Oh, perfect.
The Upstairs Lounge.
That's beautiful.
There's the Gay Mormon Quilters Club. Mormon underwear.
God bless free speech and God bless America. We'll be right back.
The bulk of Rabbi Lowe.
9:90 a.m. Arizona. K-Bear, baby. I just hit my microphone. We're a professional radio show. We're back. It's the Jack Klassen Show. God bless you all. Like, for real. God bless you all. God bless 9:90 a.m. This is ridiculous.
Ain't no country club.
This is the Jack Klassen Show. We're trying our best here.
This is L.A.
All I want to do is have a little fun before I die. There's a man next to me. Says his name is William. I'm sure he's Bill or Billy or Mac or Buddy. And he's played ugly to me. And I
that's right, you gotta still July, baby. There's nothing you can do about it.
We are drinking beer at noon on Tuesday. The
and it's the morning.
Giant car wash. The good people of the world are washing their cars on their lunch break. Hosing and scrubbing as best they can in skirts and suits. They drive their shiny Datsuns and Buicks. Back to the phone company, the record store too. Well, then nothing like Billy and me.
Cheryl Rapp, are you there?
Hey.
We're playing some Sheryl Crow. It's the morning. It's the morning now in Montana.
Good morning, Montana. How are we feeling today? I hope you're ready for a hip-hop happening day, man.
I wish you
driving never to work and wire. We're in your ear holes, man. It feels good. I hope you have a lovely day, man. Just know that the wrestle rapper loves you. Even if you're kind of a prick, man, I love you, man.
I wish you never said that. I wish you never said that.
Man, that song put me in a good mood, all right?
Love this song.
This song puts everyone in a good mood.
I love tonight, but I have the scene.
This is Sheryl Crow.
That's what I meant.
They're all the same. You're forgiven. I figured it was the morning.
All white women look the same.
Yes.
Yes. I do. I always get them mixed up.
They're all the same. God bless you, Montana. I can play that song. Whatever. I'm never playing Sheryl Crow over.
Aww. Do you guys like listening to me eat this Nutty Buddy?
Yeah. It's that's like the highlight of the show.
Can you crank your mic, please?
No.
Come on. do an ASMR Nutter Butter. That's the Nutter Butter. Cats. Yeah, this is the dumbest radio bit ever. They wouldn't do this. They wouldn't do this on the Woody Show.
No, they don't. Number one comparison. Just let's stick to the teleprompters, okay, you guys?
Yeah, for real.
The lady who's on the Woody Show is doing off air all the time.
But just eating Nutter Butter,
crunching away. Yeah,
it's because she's a fat whore.
Oh,
whatever. I'm bitter.
Dad.
I don't care. I'm bitter about it. Yeah, she does. Yeah, she does. Did you not read my, did you not pay attention to my rant earlier? I'm mad at everyone and everything. It's a Jack Classic show.
I see that.
I mean, that's just the world we live in. So, Red Pill Rapper.
What's up?
Red Pill Rapper, are you ready?
For what?
Are you ready for the cross-country scooter trip, dog?
I don't know, man. I think we need more people to subscribe to the gum.
No, I got my second. My second scooter ready for you, pal.
Do you really?
Yeah, I got it ready for you. I got it fixed last week. I got two action cameras.
Yeah, I'm down. That'd be fun, man. I'd be down.
We're gonna drive. We're gonna experience Canada the way it should be, very very slowly, and through horrible weather. On 50cc scooters. It's the rally for freedom. It's the freedom rally. What do you think of that, Karen? 1776?
Badass.
I think it's badass as hell.
Me and Jack are going to be smoking ciggies in every province in this godforsaken country.
No, we're going to be smoking joints. We're going to be smoking joints. Yes. We're going to be smoking joints across every province we can. So
you guys are gonna be like Cheech and Chong.
Damn straight.
I'm gonna cross Canada
on these little 50s
on mopeds.
Yeah, I think that's more of a Dumb and Dumber thing.
Yeah.
But
who's dumb and who's dumber?
You think you'd figure that one out for yourself?
Yeah, I think that. I'm a little concerned though. Jack makes me read gay erotica on the show, and then asks me if I want to go on a moped trip with him.
No,
he's like, yeah, man, we'll just strap our rollerblades to the back of the moped, you know, we'll go to secluded areas, find some dumpsters, it'll be fun, Mitch, come on, let's go.
That's where everyone roller skates. That's where everyone roller skates. What are you talking about? No, it'll be just like Easy Rider.
Wasn't that your nickname in high school, Jack?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I was expecting slow on the sound effects.
Yeah, come on, Karen.
It's just been such a good show. I don't feel like I haven't had to use them.
For a serious zinger like that, am I right?
Come on.
Am I right?
I thought it stood well on its own.
Easy Rider's the one where Jack Nicholas raped that chick. Oh no, that was The Shining.
You're fired.
No, it'll be like Easy Rider.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Oh,
how's
Jesus
that?
Christ, that was
I don't like the Arnold Schwarzenegger in there. That seems little cheap.
I clicked that one by accident, but I use it for when we talk about Mexicans.
Oh my god. So Red Pill.
Hasta la vista, baby.
So Red Pill rapper, you're doing pretty good. How many events have you gone to this week or the last 2 weeks?
I don't even know, man. It's been crazy. A lot of people want a piece of me all of a sudden, you know?
It's crazy. Me and Red Pill rapper angered the Q community.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Dude, I made a lot of people mad this week actually with some other stuff too. But
what'd you do?
I went after Kevin J. Johnston, man.
Who's that? Give us a lowdown. No one knows who that
he's
is.
He's really...
Oh, my God.
Kevin Smith? You went after Kevin Smith? No, he's a soft boy. I'll beat the shit out of Kevin Smith.
No, Kevin J. Johnston is pretty well known, man. He's like, he's running for mayor in Calgary right now. He's got a coffee brand called Wasted Native Coffee. So he's like a... You know, I'm surprised you haven't heard of him. He's pretty.
Why would I know about the dude who's running for mayor in Calgary? Wasted, yeah.
Yeah, well, because he's got a show that's pretty popular.
What's his show?
I think it's just called the Kevin J. Johnston Show or whatever.
Yeah, who cares about him? I'm the best. I'm way better than Kevin J. Johnston. Anyway, go on, yeah.
He went into No Frills with a big squad of people with their bare faces out and like made a big scene. And then the manager came out and Kevin like put his phone in the guy's face and the guy swatted the phone away and Kevin punched him in the head. And then Kevin tried to do a citizen's arrest on the guy after he punched him in the head. So he punches him in the head and puts him under citizen's arrest. And then cops show up and he's like, I have this man under citizen's arrest. And they're like, put your hands behind your back. And they just like arrest him.
That's awesome.
And a bunch of my friends are like, yeah, he's sticking up to the man. He's like finally fighting back. And I made a big stink about it. I was like, yeah, I was like, buzzer, buzzer, buzzer. Like, no, guys, this is a bad idea. And a bunch of people are mad at me. They're like, oh, you're betraying the cause. You're causing division. It's mostly Q people that are mad at me because I went after Q in the same segment, so I don't know what you want me to say.
I posted a video that's one of those people shared on Facebook of the V for Vendetta thing.
That this person's a close friend of mine, for the record.
I know, but I was, and then that's like what started a lot of this.
Yeah.
So, well, Jack, what did you say? You were like, storm's coming.
I said the storm is coming. Hold on a second. I gotta read it. I got banned. I think
the
I got banned.
Comment,
for
it. And then
it was
comments
funny, man.
Went crazy.
Crazy.
The comments went crazy. Mitch, I was expecting you to be like, whoa, guys, like, he was like kind of cool. Like, if you think about it, it's not a big deal. You know, whatever. But you came back at him. I was very surprised.
I wrote, listen to Q, two more weeks, and then I wrote, the storm is coming, started smoking heroin again to get back at Braxton Lynn, my wife, and my son Tanner. Q knows. Sorry.
This lady got so mad, and she posted the Tom McDonald song in the comments.
Yeah, she posted Clown World.
Clown World. She posted the song.
God.
Like, listen to this.
Dude, Jack was on fire that day, man. It was the stuff you were putting was so funny about Q, and then these people are just got, yeah, like some of my friends got really mad at you, man.
Everyone's
really mad.
So humorless, dog. It's unbelievable.
I wish I had those people on my Facebook. It sucks. It sucks I can't. It's a lost opportunity.
Forcing my son, Tanner, who is 8, to smoke cigarettes like daddy. We are Q. Question everything.
That one's my favorite.
I think one of my favorites is Braxton Lynn, my wife. Braxton Lynn is crying because I took the Minotaur away from her, put it in storage. It's mine, bitch. Should have believed in you. Like I had a Minotaur.
Shut up, bitch.
Oh yeah.
Or if you don't believe in you, delete me now. I have left my wife, Braxton Lynn, my son, Tanner, who couldn't handle my truth bombs every night. Stop human trafficking. We are anonymous. We are Q. I'm sorry I caused trouble in your friend group.
Oh, it's okay, man. It's too funny. Like, what the stuff you're putting is so funny. It's like, I don't know what you want me to say. Like, it was hilarious.
It's hilarious, dog. And you know what? If you want to listen to Q, if you want to wait. Dude, if you're listening to Q at this point, you are so dumb. I'm sorry.
It's pretty bad, man. If you're still, yeah. It's
yeah.
Like, somebody commented on my video where I was coming to Q and they go, Trump is our savior. Do your research.
Oh my god.
Sorry, I'm not on your like 4chan message boards, man. Like,
did you guys ever believe in it?
No.
Yeah, you did. I bet you guys
did. Not once.
Well, no.
It's a mess because the satanic pedophile cult is real, but everything else yes. with Q is bullshit. Yeah, but I think it's a CIA psyop. So that
do you think it's a CIA psyop that they're hiring people of color and not me on the radio stations?
No, I think you're just too offensive.
Yeah, alright.
Oh, you're wearing your what's your
yeah? Look at black history is golden. By the way,
that's the shirt.
That's the shirt.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
Don't worry about it, pal. Don't worry about it.
You wouldn't understand, cracker.
You wouldn't understand, whitey.
White boy.
Every time, before I go to bed every night, I go. I think to myself, I think, kill the white man. And I repeat that mantra like at least a half a dozen times. At least, minimum.
That's so accepting of you.
By the way, the show that followed this show was your karaoke show, Karen. You got an FM show in. Yay, look at that.
Yeah.
Retro rapper, you'll get an FM show eventually.
Thanks, man. Yeah. You put some of mine on FM?
Oh, yeah, I think I have. Yeah, I have. I forgot.
You definitely have. I think you put that one that I was too scared to upload, because I talked about some of Karen's relatives there.
Oh, nice.
What?
That's beautiful.
Wait, what?
Yeah, we talked about your relatives. The Jews.
Oh, man. That's all I could say. All
right.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Well, we appreciate you guys. Anything you want to say?
That's the only time that's happened. Wait, did you guys have fun on my show?
Yeah, it was fantastic. I had a great time.
It was good.
I loved it. I loved every second of it.
All right, well, tune in to Hot Wife Music coming up next.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not? Screw it.
Bye.
I don't know what we're doing.
We're crashing and burning.
You guys all hate me. I'll talk to you later. Peace and love. It's Jack Klassen Show. Thoughtcrimes.ca. Yeah, exactly. We'll see you tomorrow. It's insane that they gave me
Shut
more
up,
time.
Bitch.
Like, for real. None of this should exist. All right.
You'll love to see it.
We'll
Hasta
be back.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Hasta la vista. No racism here. We love black people. We love Mexicans. We love whites. I love Hispanics. I love China. All that stuff. I love Hunter Biden.
He's a fan in your face.
been fired more than probably any radio host in Canada. I'm not even allowed to broadcast in Canada. No one will hire me here.
Oh, dear.
I'm Alabama Willie. I'm Arizona Jones. We're nothing. We're pissed.
Well, you're making America great again.
Oh, is that Cantor's deck?
Son of a bitch.
Karen 1776.